All right, so continuing in the Hakdama, right? So we saw that the Hakdama that the Gemara writes to the Sefer Neitzer Chesed is also a shtickel, like we saw yesterday. It's a shtickel Hakdama also to a Sefer Eitzer Chaim, the Sefer Eitzer Chaim on Tarig Mitzvahs. So that's what we saw, that he explains the reason why he wanted to write the Sefer Eitzer Chaim. It's for his own personal tikkun, his own personal neshama, which needs, and he understood within himself that it's by learning Targ Mitzvahs B'derech HaPardes. And once he does that, so then it's, as we said, that other Yidden could also find a tikkun through that as well. That's what we saw until now. So now it continues. So Ube'emes, yeah, by the next, the second page, by base. So what does this have to do with the Sefer Neitzer Chesed? So he says like this, Ube'emes, the truth is, it says in Pasuk, Reishis Chachma, Yiras Hashem. Reishis Chachma, Yiras Hashem. Tzarech Lahakdim, Hayira V'Darkei Havoida. So whenever a person undertakes a project of Chachma, of Torah, it has to come with the Hakdama of the Mechazik Dinin of Yiras Hashem and Avoidas Hashem. That's Reishis Chachma, Yiras Hashem. Alkin hikdamti linafshi sefer neitzer chesed. So that's what he says. That's what the sefer neitzer chesed over here is, an introduction for the sefer eitzer chaim. So the personal the tikkunim for the neshama of the kamarna, that is the sefer eitzer chaim. The hakdama for that is the sefer neitzer chesed, which is yisayt ha'yir v'toykef ahava. And that's what it's going to be about, which is the yiras Hashem, ahavas Hashem. So he says like this. V'ol b'libi. So that was my. He says the commander, that was my idea, that I'm going to write a sefer about that avoida, yiras Hashem, and so on, as hakdama to the sefer Eitzer Chaim. So v'ol b'libi lichtov sefer yira al derech alef beis. So my intention was that I was going to write an index, like a encyclopedia of avoidas Hashem and yiras Hashem, and the way of the alef beis. That's what he was going to do. V'chazarti bi, but I changed my mind. Because I saw a sefer Musar v'Yira, that a sefer about Yiras Hashem, Musar and Yira, Yev Shalavar El Al Yoim Echad. I would only be able to explain, if I'm starting from scratch as a Kamarna, then I would only be able to explain the Avoida of a particular day, of a particular Madrega. Ubekol Yoim Mischacha Moichen Chadoshim. Every single day there's new Moichen, there's new Avoidas, the Seichel Chadosh. So if I'm going to write a sefer on avodas Hashem, I would just be able to codify in this index what's the avoda of the particular moichin that I was in on that day. That would be the only way I would do it, which would be good for me on that day. It would be good for anyone that's also shaykh to that moichin of that day. But v'ulei zeshi is damel liyodi chiburi. But if someone else, if you read the sefer, Adayin ain't a ben yoimai, right? And you're not holding by that day. So best case scenario, it's going to be irrelevant to you. Or worst case, for yazik like the bar mesukim, and then even sweet, delicious things could be detrimental if it's not where you're holding. By the way, that line just lets you know that the Kamarna's writings, he understood them to be active. Right, it's not usually. What does it mean that it'll be mazik to you? What does it mean to be mazik to you? If you read it, then it's you're not holding by it. It's not your place. Okay, so it doesn't translate. It's, no. It'll be mazik. Why? Because there's such an idea that when you don't have a kalim for something, and there's so much light that comes in, so it could become damaging. What's so much light coming in? What type of, you're just reading a book? That's not what it is with the Kamarna. There's the Kamarna is actively being mashpia to those that learn his svarim. So that's what he's saying. So if you're not holding by that particular day, you don't have the kelim for it, then it's going to be mazik to you.
Does it mean that there's a difference between someone that reads it like a book or someone that reads it like learning?
Yeah, certainly if you read it with that kavana, right, it'll be piled more. If you read it just like as a book, so, listen, I'm sure it's still pile, but it's definitely going to be less. It's definitely going
to
be less.
No, I'm saying on the detrimental. Like if someone's just not reading, just like to.
Well, it would still be pile. So if a person's not holding by it, it'll still be dangerous. That's why the Gemara says, that's what these halachas, about who a person can learn Torah from. The Gemara says, you know, based on the pasuk. So that you should only learn Torah from a person that's a Yorish in mind of God fearing, right? If you learn Torah from someone that's not, like the classic case of like Rameir learning from Acher, that was maybe an exception or whatever, but it's not recommended to do that. Why not? So Pashup Shat, because maybe the guy is giving you wrong information. Okay, but that's not really the case. I mean, that could be sometimes, certainly. But the Gemara means more than that. The Gemara means that even if you know that everything that you're going to receive from this person is technically true, but the connection that's being made between the Rebbe and the Talmud, that if the Rebbe himself is if there's something corrupt over there, it'll have a negative hashpah on the Talmud. So like it. There is an influence. It's not just information that then it's not like the Rebbe is just putting something down on the table, stepping away, and then the Talmud comes and eats it. There's a hiskashus over there. So if this, so as we're saying, if the sefer that I wrote said the Kamarna would be for the particular moichin of that day, so to speak, then if the person's not holding by that, it could be damaging. Because by certain sicknesses, called masag marlai, things that are sweet can be experienced as bitter. So Alkin, yeah.
Seems like he has like a hazara against like all learning musr. Like really be careful what's fine to learn in musr. Not made this, but in musr. Like you got to be very careful.
Well, he's saying because it's poil something.
It's
if
not,
it's a safer,
his own safer.
I'm not sure. I mean, I mentioned the other day that he writes in his Akdamah to Nesid Metzisacha that Sifri Said and things like that only with Bali Ruach HaKadosh. But he's talking about his. Like again, I don't know if by extension would mean others. I'm not sure. Yeah, and therefore, if I were to write that Zeshi Zamliyadei Chiburi, that's true. The question is, though, would it be Mazik? Therefore, that would have to be. That would assume. In order for the Hezek to take place, it would assume that the Mechaber is being active to the reader through the Sefer. Lav Dafka, is that always the case? You have certain tzaddikim that their sefer is that they put their soul in their writings. You know, there are tzaddikim that are like they say that. I think Rav Moshe Shapira used to say that by the leshem, the leshem is the leshem exists in his sefer. Like you could, you know, he's being piled. And there are many places in the leshem where he makes such lashonis, where he talks about his writings. He describes them kilu. It's like a nevuah that he can't hold himself back. He's mechuyev to write it. Like there's an action that's going on of you, but the Kamaran is describing the same way. So again, this is why he backtracks it. Alkin, therefore, Chazarti, you don't have the next page, but just a couple lines. Alkin, Chazarti, therefore I changed my mind. You don't have this, but just listen in. Alkin, oh, you do. Oh, you have it. Okay, Gabaldi, fine. Sorry. Alkin, Chazarti, therefore I retracted the idea, and I decided, Layase Devarei al Moiste Chazal. I decided to write this book of Sefer and Yira on the foundations of Chazal, Maseches Avos, to use Maseches Avos as the platform for it. Hanemanim Baruch HaKadosh L'Dor Dor, because that's the Chiddush, that the words of Chazal are always true for every person at any particular moment. So now that he's using Pirkei Avos as the platform, and he's explaining Derech HaVoida through that, so you know, any time that a Yid approaches the Sefer, since it's coming through the lens of Chazal, which is Pirkei Avos, so then it's accurate, relevant at any single moment in any single day. That's what he says. It's interesting, by the way, huh?
It means that the entire intent of Pirkei Avos is to also be Mashpia.
Yeah, that's the words of Chazal. Torah Bechlal is like that. Chazal is like Chazal. That's the amazing Chiddush of here. Chazal are always relevant. That's the difference. Like I mentioned this from Rav Tzadik a number of times, is that what makes it into Chazal and what not? Like everything Abaye ever said is in the Gemara. Everything Rav Yeshua ever said is in Mishnayos. No. So what makes it in, what makes it out? So one of the includes is this inyan, just like Chazal say about Nevuah, right? That who's recorded in Tanakh are 48 Nevi'im, right? But Chazal say that we had over 1.5 million Nevi'im in Jewish history. So what about, and I'm sure they had a lot to say. So what's the difference? So Chazal say that those nevuas that are needed, l'dairis, they're recorded in Tanakh. Nevuas that were not needed forever, they're not recorded in Tanakh. So that's what the Chazal say. So the problem is that if you go through Navi, you'll find many Nevuas that are not relevant to Dairus. You have the Prakim and Yirmi and Yeshaya, where the Nevuah is talking about a specific era and a specific episode, not even by Yidden. There's Prakim are talking about what's going on in Mitzrayim and how Egypt is going to fall and Hashem, whatever. But there's many Prakim that are, the Nevuahs that are talking about like keeping Shabbos and being good and, you know, okay, I understand that's relevant for all time, but there's many Nevuahs that are mamish only shach that. So what does Chazal mean that Nevuahs that are forever are recorded in Tanakh, Nevuahs that are not forever are not? The answer is, it doesn't mean that the pshat, that the storyline is relevant forever, but it means that these words of Navi, the words of Nevi'im, that the nature of those Nevuahs was to bring Elikus into every Jewish heart, the kol davar dar, in every single moment, in every single matzav, that's recorded in Tanakh. So by you learning Navi, for example, even if the storyline is about the Pharaoh of the time and how the Pharaoh is going to wage war and he's going to lose his battle, like, what does that do with me? But when you read the words of Navi, it means that these words are penetrate, yeah, they somehow get into the heart, and the Elikus that's behind the scenes of those words is making its way in. That's true with Tanakh, and that's the difference. So you have other Nevi'im that also said the words of Hashem. So if a person, if let's say a Navi that's not recorded in Tanakh, and they said a Torah, they said a Nevuah. So when people studied the words of that Navi, they had to say Berachas HaTorah, it's certainly Torah. But it's not Tanakh, because those words are not necessarily relevant to every neshama at every given moment. Just as that's true with Tanakh, that's also true with Torah Sheba'al Peh. So again, just like what makes it into Tanakh are words that are always relevant to every single Jew, even if on pshat level it doesn't seem that way, but in terms of bringing Elikus into the neshama, it's always relevant in every single Jew, every single day. So too it is with Torah Sheba'al Peh. The words that were recorded in Chazal, that become canonized in the books of Chazal, Mishnayos, Gemara, and so on, those are words, those are not just the halachas are relevant forever, but the words themselves, the Torah, those words are the elikus that those words are pulsating with are relevant, and the meichin that is pulsating in those words is relevant to every single Jew at any given moment. And so there's a lot going on over here, because it's an interesting dynamic. Evidently, the information that the Kamarna wants to give over, once it's piggybacking off of Pirkei Avos, now it becomes relevant that every single Jew can find themselves, you know. So it's like it's almost as if the words of Chazal have this kayach of getting into every single Jew, every nook and cranny, every single Jew, every single moment, right? So once Pirkei Avos has that kayach, now the Kamarna in that is now, bringing out the meichin of Chassidus and, you know, his avodas that he wants to say, then even that becomes relevant to every single Jew in every single moment. So it's like through Chazal, a person, it's almost as if everything can become universal when it's rooted in the words of Chazal. Like Chazal have this kayach of universality. Is that, that's not a word. Right,
universality.
Taka. Okay, so there's this kayach of klolius of universality that Chazal have, right? And now I'm going to put that away in the file. And now you have so when you have that, so then every single prat, every single like specific moichin and specific inyan can become universal. But here's the what I'm trying to get out is that the difference between something that's for everyone at all times, v'chulu, right, versus something that's specific only for that person at that moment, it's not like this category, that category. It's a matter of like how deep of elikus is pulsating in that piece of information. Because ultimately, God himself is for everyone at all times. Like, God's everything. So how deep do you go? What's the level of depth of elikus that's vibrating in this piece of information? So, because all Torah information has the potential of being for everyone at all times, if it's rooted in a level of depth of elikus enough, which is for everyone. Chazal is that linchpin. The words of Chazal sort of open up that reservoir of deep, deep levels of godliness, which automatically redefine any piece of Torah as a klolius, as a universal piece of information. You understand what I'm saying? Huh? It becomes shavuach on nefesh. It becomes shavuach on nefesh. Every single piece of Torah can potentially become shavuach on nefesh, can become relevant to every single Jew, as long as it's pulsating with a very deep level of God's presence. Because when you get to a very deep level of God's presence, God's for everyone and at all times. So then this piece of Torah has the potential of having that. Who are the excavators? Who is the one who are the ones that take that individual piece of Torah and anchor it in such deep levels of Elikus, then now it's for everyone? That's Chazal.
He's saying that he could have written the sefer as a standalone sefer, not attached to, as a pirush per yavis.
Right.
He did it dafka as a pirush per,
because yavis, now, right. So now, because now the Torah that he's giving you is through the anchor of Chazal. Now these Torahs that he's sharing become relevant to all time.
Because the Gemara says he's accessible to all. Yeah. The sefer. First he wanted to write the sefer, then he was quieter from that, and then instead he's miyase dvari al moed Chazal.
It's two separate inyanim. He's using Chazal. So Chazal are like this, the Mayan, this deep fountain of Elikus that Chazal sort of
open
up. Why was he thinking Nasta? No. But the point is, it's not on Pirkei Avos. By the way, what's interesting is that why was his intention to do it al Seder HaAlef Beis? You say it's systematic.
It makes things, like the Ramchal, just makes things more accessible. If you want
100%.
To know what I need to do,
100%. The Aleph Beis is cool. It's an index. It's a built-in index. It's easy to use. But I think there's also something deeper to that, because again, all this is an introduction to a sefer Eitzer Chaim. Eitzer Chaim is on Taryag Mitzvahs. It's on Taryag Mitzvahs, the 613. We know that the world is created with the Aleph Beis, right? The Istaka Baraisa Bar Alma. The Torah is 613. 613 means Torah, right? That's the number that's associated with Torah, and that number corresponds to the limbs of a body, right? Ramach and Chesed. That's the person. The letters of the Aleph Beis correspond to the world that the Rabbeinu Shem created through the Torah, right? The Stak of Reisabar Alma, Hashem used the Torah to create the world, and the world was created with the Aleph Beis, so which are the letters of Torah. So I don't think it's a coincidence that his intention was to create a sefer of Yiras Hashem as an introduction to a sefer Eitzer Chaim, when that sefer of introduction would have been based on the Aleph Beis. The Aleph Beis means, just like you have the Torah, and the Torah was given in a world, so the world is sort of the space within which the Torah can be brought. The Torah that comes to us is the Torah 613. And the space, the vessel, so to speak, the space in which the Torah is able to be given is a functional world that was created with the Aleph Beis. Just like that's true on a large scale, that's true within the person. So if you want to be zaycha to the light of Torah, so the vessel, the space that you have to create is the space of Yiras Hashem, and Midas, and Avoida, and that corresponds to, just like there's a world which is the space for the Torah to come in, so too the person has to have a space of Avodas Hashem for the Torah to come in. And just like the world vis-a-vis the Torah is Aleph Beis versus Taryag, Taryag Mitzvahs, like the 22 letters of the Aleph Beis, that's the number of the world. That's a number that corresponds to the world, versus 613 is a number that corresponds to Torah. So too it is with Avodas Hashem. The sefer that he was going to write was going to be based on the Aleph Beis. And that would be the space, so to speak, to allow the Torah 613, which is the Eitzer Chaim, the Sefer of Torah Mitzvahs, to be placed within that. Again, that's why that's what the Sefer is. It's creating a space for Torah to come in. Yeah, that right, right. That's how does Masechta Shabbos start? Why should give them Sinai, the Torah? Right, that's it.
That is how everything.
Exactly. He's so. he's making a good point, Yaakov. He's saying that the whole inner of Pirkei Avos, it's not a coincidence he's using Pirkei Avos, because Pirkei Avos is like that also. What's Pirkei Avos? Pirkei Avos is also trying to give to create a space within which there should be a healthy, vibrant Yiras Hashem and so to speak, a healthy world within which Torah should be able to come. And that's why Pirkei Avos begins with what? Moshe Kilo Torah Misin, I'm Yisrael Yeshua. Everyone asks, why is Pirkei Avos starting with that? Right. Why is Pirkei Avos starting with that? It's Midas. It's Yiras Hashem. The answer is, that's the point. It's telling you from the get-go, what are we doing over there? What we're doing is we're creating a healthy environment that's conducive for the Torah to be given. What's that environment? So physically, the environment means the world. And that's why Hashem created the world, and then He gave us the Torah. Spiritually speaking, it means, the healthy environment means a mensch, avodas Hashem, midas, tovus, and so on. And in that person, the Torah can then be given. Just like the world, again, that's what he's saying. So just like the world was created as the space in which the Torah was given, and the world is created with the Aleph base, so the Sefer, the Kamarna, was planning on writing to create that space for his Sefer, Oitzer, Chaim, and Tarek Mitzvahs, was also a Sefer that was based on the Aleph base. Instead of doing that, he uses Pirkei Avos, because Pirkei Avos is that Inyan, just from the lens of Chazal, which makes it relevant to every single Jew. Okay. So Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll try to start the actual Sefer.